sacral shear. Conventional physician does not even know the word sacral shear. Physical therapists in general do not know what it is. Chiropractors do not know what it is. In fact, the only people who know what it is are those DOs, doctors of osteopathy, who still are real DOs. Less than 10% of DOs today are real DOs. Fortunately for me and for those who have the sacral shear, in 1982 I actually had one, and a wonderful young osteopath corrected it. That's how I learned about it. Since that time, I have treated hundreds of people for sacral shear. It is a rotation in two directions of the sacrum, the foundation, the basis of your entire spinal column. A shear means that it is rotated in two directions. 90% of the time, up on the right at the bottom of the sacrum and at the base of the upper part of the sacrum, forward on the left side. If it was only one of those directions, it would be a torsion instead of a sacral. But the important thing is to be able to diagnose it. If you have chronic and sometimes even acute low back pain, in my opinion, it's more likely to be the beginning of a sacral shear than it is a ruptured disc. A minimum of 10% of all people that I've examined have a sacral shear. Sacral shear is a major problem, and it causes pain not only in the low spine, but can throughout the pelvis and both or one leg, etc. And it is not fixed unless it is corrected. All the surgery in the world will not help it. In fact, once you've had surgery on the spine with a fusion, you can't even correct the sacral shear. The important thing, if you don't come to the Sheely Soren Wellness Institute and have Dr. Soren and me take care of it for you, you need to find a DO who does OMT. Don't waste your money, time, and energy going to a DO unless they tell you on the phone they do OMT. They will be able to diagnose it and fix it within 30 seconds. All I have to do is have you lie down on your tummy, feel the bottom of the sacrum on both sides of the coccyx, and it's 90% of the time the right side is up, okay? Then I put my hand on your left buttocks to stabilize it, my right hand under your right thigh, and just roll your right leg up and back. Within 30 seconds or less, the sacral shear is corrected. After that, for the rest of your life, you should do twice a day what I call cross knee stretches. You're lying on your back, you grab your left knee first with both hands and pull it up towards your right shoulder, as close to your chest as you can towards your right shoulder. You hold it for 40 slow breaths. You put it back down, then you grab your right knee with both hands and pull your right knee towards your left shoulder and hold it for 40 slow breaths. If you will do that before you get out of bed every morning and just before you fall asleep every night, 99% of the time the shear will stay completely fixed. Okay. Once the spine has been fused, you cannot correct a sacral shear, so you're stuck with it. But before you allow yourself to go through any major surgery on your spine, please see a DO to be sure you don't have a sacral shear. And or come to see Dr. Soren and me at the Sheely Soren Wellness Institute. Sacral shear is a wonderfully, easily correctable and pain-relieving procedure. Have a good one.